Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, represented by CBS News Radio, and I welcome my colleagues, Tom Joslin and Bill Roggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. They are senior fellows to comment on two large stories. One we've talked about for years, the Afghanistan story and the Taliban and what is to be done with for the Biden administration. But a new presentation by Zawahiri, the head of al-Qaeda, sitting in front of a bookshelves with a very casually and a white beard, representing a voice for people who are clearly abused, the Rohingya people of Southeast Asia. The name of this video is "The Wound of the Rohingya is the Wound of the Ummah," that is all of Islam. Tom, this is striking to me because what Zawahiri is saying is correct, is consistent. The Rohingya people are persecuted very badly, including murder raids and very violent attitudes by people of the Southeast Asia, particularly between along Myanmar. And he's pointing to the recent coup by the military in Myanmar, which dislodged the elected government, but did nothing for the Rohingya people. Is, to your understanding, Tom, is this the first time that Zawahiri has taken on the role of what you'd have to say is a sovereign leader in the international community? At least he's talking like that. Good evening, Tom.
Good evening, John. Well, al-Qaeda has tried to capitalize on the human rights situation, the oppression or genocide of the Muslims in Myanmar for several years. And this new message from Zawahiri and al-Qaeda Central, there are a couple of curious things about it. The first is that Zawahiri's own audio doesn't make reference to the recent coup. So it's dated before that. So dated before, I guess, early February. It probably could have been recorded any time in the preceding months. The reason that's important is there's been a lot of speculation about Zawahiri's current status and whether or not he's still alive or not, because of course al-Qaeda still has the loyalty of thousands, if not tens of thousands, of fighters across several theaters, and their emir Zawahiri has been infrequently releasing messages to the public. That doesn't mean he isn't communicating behind closed doors and in private, however, but this message doesn't really confirm for us one way or another his current status. You can't really make much of it either way. But the regular messaging in this video, which is a sort of a short, stylized documentary format, is consistent with al-Qaeda's messaging all along. They've tried to basically refract the local grievances of the Rohingya through the prism of the global jihad. This is a common standard tactic or technique or even strategy by al-Qaeda to take these local issues involving Muslims in different places around the world and then refract them through the lens of the global jihad and say this is part of their global struggle. And so that sort of messaging has been going on for quite some time.
Striking to me, however, he's accusing the international community of turning its back, or even worse, of approving of the coup approving of the abuse of the Rohingyas. So given that it doesn't have the breaking news of the coup, certainly his remarks are consistent with the Rohingyas being abused by the regime, by the army, and there's no reason to believe it's improved since the coup. So I find it striking, Tom, that he's saying what other world leaders are not saying about the abuse of the Rohingya. That's striking to me.
Yeah, and it makes sense for him to try and exploit that for his own purposes, which is what he's trying to do. The point that they're trying to make is they're trying to say that basically it doesn't matter whether or not it's a democratic government in Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, or if it's the military coup is successful and maintains power indefinitely, that basically the same regime has been abusing, oppressing, or committing genocide against Muslims in the area. Right. And so therefore it doesn't really matter, and the international community, the United Nations, isn't going to lift a finger to really help these people. And that's also a consistent theme for Al-Qaeda for years. They always try and accuse the West and the international community of having a double standard when it comes to Muslim victims. Now, this is a very self-serving claim on their part because it's not true. You can point to plenty of historical examples since the 1980s when Al-Qaeda was founded in which the international community came to the assistance of oppressed Muslim communities. But still, this is definitely an area where they basically have a point in that the international community is not doing much to help them.
Bill, do you see this same issue being used by Zawahiri and Al-Qaeda in Pakistan and Afghanistan, that the Muslim people are being persecuted or mistreated by the international community and only Al-Qaeda can help them?
Yes, John, that is correct. Zawahiri and Al-Qaeda in general this message is very consistent, that they are the only true defenders of the Muslim population, of the Ummah, right? And so, you know, there's one interesting thing I think that Zawahiri says in this speech. He and I'll just quote it from here. It says, "Our enemies shall try to divide us. They will say to the Egyptians, your concern is Egypt alone. To the Maghreb, which of course is West Africa, they say, to the Maghreb they shall say your concern is the Maghreb alone, and so forth, to the Syrian, the Indian, the Chechen, the Philippine, and the Somali, and the rest." So what he's saying is the West, the Chinese, it doesn't matter. They're all trying to divide the Muslims, and that Al-Qaeda is the only one that is the true representatives of Islam, the ones that can defend them against this this division.
And yet Al-Qaeda is not, we're not supposed to speak of Al-Qaeda and operating in Afghanistan, but you say the message is very successful in Afghanistan and Pakistan and other Muslim lands, that it does penetrate through to people who believe that they're being persecuted or ignored by the West.
Yeah, that's correct. I think this message, I mean, the fact that almost 20 years after 9/11 that Al-Qaeda is still a player in the global jihad, a major player, that it still has a presence in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, and in Somalia, and we could go across the global landscape, which we've done numerous times with you. You know, that the Al-Qaeda has staying power. This message has staying power, that Al-Qaeda it promotes itself as the true defenders of the Muslim people, of the Ummah, of the Islamic faith. That message reaches enough people that Al-Qaeda can receive funding, that it can continually recruit fighters, and has, you know, as Tom had mentioned, tens of thousands of fighters across, you know, multiple battlefields. This message does stick, and Al-Qaeda has stood up to the United States. The U.S. is looking to leave Afghanistan. It's tried to leave Syria. It wants to leave Iraq. It's leaving Somalia, et cetera, et cetera. The West is tired of this war, but Al-Qaeda isn't. Al-Qaeda keeps promoting this message, and it's had success with it.
We'll turn to Afghanistan next, because the Biden administration is reaching moments when it must make decisions about the continuing investment of blood and treasure in Afghanistan for the U.S. and our allies. Bill Rojo and Tom Johnson are senior fellows at the Foundation of Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor, and this is the new John Batchelor Show.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans, meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, The Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries. Learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.